Welcome to the first episode of the Bourbon and Business Smash with Gail and Corey Knott. We are so excited to be launching this with you, and we want to give you a little bit more information about us, why we started the podcast, and what to expect from the upcoming shows.
This is Corey Knott, and I am a visionary business coach here at Take Wing Coaching, along with my wife, Gail. And I got into coaching about 7 years ago after running my other business for about 15 years, and I still do that. And the reason I got into this is, I'd say for the first half of my life, I really struggled to find my place. I got into some really dark places. I made poor decisions. I hung around with people who were going nowhere. And there was a point in my life where I hit rock bottom. And it was in my late 20s. I escaped that. And I was able to do one thing that I had dreamed of doing in my younger life, which was to start a business. And I started to surround myself with bright, inspiring people and business owners who see struggle as opportunity. And from there, I began to thrive. But I'm also still pretty adept at self-sabotage and feelings of futility that can take me off track. Not to mention, I get stuck in procrastination, shiny objects, and all those other things that we tend to talk about as entrepreneurs. And I've learned and I've furthered my mindset and personal development techniques to stay on the path to achieving my dreams and my vision and my potential. And so that's what I'm here to do, is to bring my tools to other people to help them do the same.
Hi, I'm Gail Knott, business growth coach with Take Wing Coaching. Growing up, I felt like there was only one path for me to succeed and to live my life. And that was to get a good education, get a good job. And that was about it. I knew there was so much more that I can do. But without any guidance and mentors, I just floundered in life until I happened to try something. I tried it and started a business. I started a couple of businesses. I eventually fell into a group of inspiring business owners. And from there, that opened the doors to so many opportunities for business, for mentorship, and most importantly, for coaching. And that's what I want to bring to not only my clients, to our members of LIFT, which is our online community for consultants, coaches, and solopreneurs who are creating group programs. I want to bring this to our listeners as well, to be able to share the lessons that I've learned, that Corey has learned in our business, and to be also open and vulnerable to doubt, to this feeling of imposter syndrome, to times where we are procrastinating, we're avoiding, and almost stepping away from the potential that we have in our business because of fear. Now that you know a little bit more about us, Corey's going to explain why we started our podcast.
Gail and I had hired somebody to coach us on some particular programs that we wanted to use better. And one of the things she said along the way is, she says, boy, I wish I were a fly on the wall sometimes and I could just, you know, listen to you two talk about your business and how you run things and so on. And I imagine it's really interesting. And that got me to thinking, you know, we do have our business meetings. We have different types of meetings, of course, where we discuss clients, which we keep private. But we also have some things where we kind of discuss our process and our plans and such as our books and some of our marketing and some of the other things that we want to do and ideas we want to implement and so on. And I thought, well, why don't we just do that live? And one of the things we like to do is have a cocktail while we discuss that business, right? It's the evening and we can do it. So why not also have a drink while we're doing it live? So that's how we came up with the idea for doing the Bourbon and Business Smash. And then, you know, so I presented that to Gail and she was just on it. Then she has some ideas for what she would like that to look like, and I'll let her tell you about that.
I really enjoy our business conversations. And when our colleague said that about how she wished she could just be a fly in the wall, I kind of thought the same thing too. Like, we could be recording these conversations because there's good content that comes out of these discussions. Corey and I have different approaches when it comes to business as well as life. Of course, we have our core values in common and alignment with each other, but our different approaches can open up the doors to so many possibilities and different ways of looking at situations when it comes to business. That's where I feel inspired to help our clients as well as the people who are listening to the podcast to look at the challenges as well as the opportunities in our business with different viewpoints. One of the mindset profiles that Corey specializes in is called Mind Sonar, and it looks into different aspects of how we think, how we process, how we make decisions. And he's able to help people look at different situations from these different points of views. Our intention with this podcast is to not only give you a little insight of how a business partnership works, how we discuss our sales and marketing, but also how does it work when you have two different sides of the brain telling you different things. You want one thing, but you have one part of yourself who tells you, well, I want a lot of choices. I want to see what the right option is for me. And you've got another part of your brain that just says, I just have to get this done, but I don't know what's going on. Why am I not getting it done? Or why isn't my revenue matching the potential that I know we have in our business? So as you're going through this journey as a solo business owner, as a consultant, and as a coach, you have many opportunities to make choices in your life. So that's what I want to bring into this conversation that we have when it comes to business, are the choices that we make and seeing all this opportunity that we have in our lives, but also the choices that we make and that continual improvement that we choose to do or not do in our business and how it affects our life. So that's something I want to dig into more. I also want to bring in experts in different aspects of business, and we could ask some questions about, I'd like to learn more about their journey as a solo business owner, but also their expertise, how that can help our listeners, and any challenges that they faced and how they overcame their challenges.
Or they still are overcoming their challenges. You know, I run into this a lot in networking where people come across as so polished, and we all probably do that to some extent, but I think it's good to sometimes just get into the conversation, like, how are you dealing with the challenges now? And, you know, what is the real challenge? And because we're all facing that, and that's part of the discussion that Gail and I have is, you know, what challenges are we facing in our business as we go along, and how are we, you know, confronting them? And she's right. We do have two halves of the brain. I think that we have a big advantage there, but we're also ideators. So there's a disadvantage of having lots of ideas. And so there's, you know, you can get to listen to how we deal with our ideas and how we put them on paper and how we, you know, work out action plans and then decide whether we're going to implement and execute. And then how we review and go through that. So I think that's a big part of not only us getting the process done, but helping other people see how that process is done. And then we'll have other people step in and talk about how they do it as well, because we're not the only perspective in the world.
Looking back, these are the types of conversations that I would have appreciated when I was starting out my business and making those kinds of decisions of who are my ideal clients, how do I want to grow my business. I often just jumped right in, and it's part of my mindset, is to just jump right in, and that's great for getting things done. And yet I wasn't reflecting on, is this what I really want? And I didn't really know what I wanted until I was in the middle of something and realizing, no, this is not what I wanted at all. So it wasn't necessarily a time waster, because I think there are lessons I've learned. It was definitely a journey. And I could have achieved success sooner than later if I had actually slowed down and to really think about, is this what I really want? And if I had other people to talk to in a more deeper level, not just growing the business, but also digging into my core values, my vision for business, if I had slowed down and be able to reflect on that first, I think that would have saved me from a lot of the troubles I had and challenges I experienced as an entrepreneur. I would love to share our lessons learned, how we made our decisions, and maybe made mistakes as well, so that those who are listening can learn from that and apply it to their business.
So my stepmother always used to say of myself and my father, she would say that if she had our brains and her energy, she would rule the world. Mm-hmm. And it's hopefully if I can put my brain with Gail's energy, we can, well, we don't have to rule the world, but we can definitely develop that potential that I think we both have, because we both have encountered success in our business. And I've always found it easy to make decent money with, you know, programming and so on, and create what I need to when I need to. But it hasn't been, it's not terribly fulfilling.
Right.
Right. It's easy to go out and get the contracts and do the work, and it's enjoyable, but I want something more fulfilling and, you know, goes deeper into what I know I can create. And so having a partner who can help with that is really helpful. But we are both, again, like I said, ideators. So, you know, coming together and creating a business that does that is a part of that smash that we're working on.
More impact we can make in the world. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do. For me, it's not accomplishment. I think it used to be accomplishment. I think that was a word that I had picked up because that's how you measured success.
Right.
Originally, you know, getting straight A's, getting a good job, making a good income. There's so much more that we can do by being able to create this podcast through our videos, through Lyft, which is our online community for consultants, coaches, and solopreneurs. We can impact millions of business owners. And in turn, that impacts their lives, impacts their clients' lives, impacts their communities. And that's where I see that ripple effect of really making a difference in this world by empowering other business owners from the lessons that we learned. It will impact their family and their community as well.
Just going to your point, I think we worked on that big vision that we had and worked it over the years. And as you come up with that big vision, I think you realize is that what we were doing wasn't going to accomplish that vision in the way we wanted to. So, you know, growing it into to develop our potential so that we can accomplish that big vision. So that's what I'm talking about, accomplishment. You know, it's kind of like sometimes we use the word profit, but profit isn't always about money. It's about how we, you know, create the fulfillment. And so what we get from what we do in our business.
Do you think that consultants who specialize in private work, one-to-one clients, are our ideal listeners for this podcast and our ideal members for Lyft?
I've been thinking a lot about that. So when we talk about consultants, I think we have a lot of consultants in Lyft, and every one of the people that we work with is a consultant to some extent, right? Telling people how to change their life and or change their business or some aspect of their life or business. There's a few coaches as well, and some of them do coaching and consulting, which I think is something we're both good at. And they're creative. I think that that's the other thing, is they tend to be creative people. There's a lot of coaches out there who are by the book and they do things by the number, and they're not uncreative, but it's more directive, I think, than creative. Creative people tend to like a lot of options. And there's a lot of coaches who like to stay on one path, and those may not be a good fit for us. But the consultants who are trying to find their place and how they want to impact the world, I think those are the right people for us.
We'd love to take you with us on this journey, because I know that you're experiencing it too. And I want you to know that you're not the only one. So as we dive into how we grow our business, how we stay in alignment with our purpose, and be able to create even more freedom in our life, and have the doubt, the insecurities, the procrastination, we can still have all of those feelings and be able to move forward and create the vision and the dream that we have in our lives.
Thank you for listening to our Bourbon and Business Smash show. And we'd love to hear what you got out of it, or if you have any comments or feedback that you'd love to share.
So if you'd love to give us feedback, what kind of topics you'd like us to cover, if there are special guests you'd love for us to interview, please send me an email, gail@gailnott.com. gail@gailnott.com. Subscribe to our podcast so you get notified with our next episode. And cheers to your business success.